FBI Director Robert Mueller says the September 11th terrorist attacks might have been prevented if the Bureau had put together all the pieces of information it had. Mueller's acknowledgement came yesterday as he announced the FBI is being restructured. Preventing future terrorist attacks is now the Bureau's number one priority. Later today, Attorney General John Ashcroft will describe some new ground rules to let agents do their jobs better. NPR's Barbara Bradley joins me now. Good morning, Barbara.
Good morning, Bob.
Pretty extraordinary acknowledgement by the FBI director.
Yeah, you're right. He still maintains that the FBI found no smoking gun that pointed directly to 9/11. But he did say that the Bureau should have connected the dots between several disparate pieces of information. And, you know, Bob, in that context, he thanked Colleen Rowley for her letter. Now, you'll recall she was the agent in Minneapolis who said that headquarters thwarted their efforts to search Zakaria Moussaoui's computer. Director Mueller also alluded to a memo which was released later yesterday by one of the Oklahoma City agents. In the memo, which was dated May of 1998, an FBI pilot wrote that he was worried about the large number of Middle Eastern men in flight school in Oklahoma, and the phenomenon, quote, could be related to terrorist activity. Now, as you can see, that sounds pretty similar to the memo by the Phoenix agent. He was worried, you know, about 3 years later, about pretty much the same thing, that all these Middle Eastern men were in Arizona flight schools. So the two have similarities.
What will the new FBI look like?
Well, there'll be a lot more people working on the war on terrorism and fewer people working on the war on drugs, effectively. About 400 people from the Drug Enforcement Administration will be shifted to counterterrorism, and about 120 others will move from white-collar crime and violent crime cases to counterterrorism. The FBI is also trying to boost its analytical abilities. It's trying to hire hundreds of linguists and scientists and computer experts who can help take all these shards of information and try to put them into some kind of mosaic.
And will agents be getting more autonomy to carry out this new mission of preventing terrorism?
Yes, that's right. That's what Attorney General John Ashcroft is going to talk about later today. As one person put it, yesterday we learned the what, you know, the restructuring of the FBI, and later today we're going to learn the how, that is, the new ground rules that will guide how agents can operate. Now, the biggest change is this, Bob. Agents in the field would get more authority to initiate investigations. Under current rules, if a field agent had a suspicion about someone, the agent would have to get permission from headquarters in Washington to open an investigation. And we saw the effect of that in the Zakaria Moussaoui case, and also in the case of the Phoenix memo. The information just kind of went into a black hole, and the agents weren't able to pursue their suspicions. Now, under the new rules, the head of the field office could open the investigation. That person would just have to notify Washington and not wait for permission. So in the case of Zakaria Moussaoui, for example, the agents could have sought a search warrant or a wiretap, or they could have released him and put him under surveillance without waiting for permission from headquarters, and they could have done that from day one that he was in custody.
NPR's Barbara Bradley.